Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am R.S. Raghu with the World News. The headlines. U.S. Navy begins its blockade of all Iranian ports and coastal areas, including Strait of Hormuz. Iran says any military vessel approaching Strait of Hormuz will be treated as a ceasefire violation. European Union warns of economic and security threats amid West Asia tensions. At least 100 people killed in Nigeria after Air Force misfire on a market in Yobi State. Hungarian parliamentary election winner Petr Modja vows to change the constitution to restore democratic standards. And in IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad set a target of 217 runs before Rajasthan Royals in Hyderabad. The US Navy has begun its blockade of all Iranian ports and coastal areas, including the Strait of Hormuz. The US military blocked vessels entering and exiting Iranian ports from this evening, though it insisted ships transiting the Strait of Hormuz to other destinations will not be impeded. Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guards Corps said any military vessel approaching the Strait of Hormuz will be treated as a ceasefire violation. A report.
The Unified Command of the Iranian Armed Forces issued a stark warning in response to the US naval blockade, declaring that the security of ports across the Persian Gulf and the Gulf of Oman is under direct threat. United Kingdom Prime Minister Keir Starmer has firmly ruled out British involvement in any US-led blockade of the Strait of Hormuz, reiterating that London will not be dragged into a conflict with Iran. Mr. Starmer emphasized the UK's commitment to keeping vital shipping lanes accessible without escalating military tensions. His remarks came as Iran threatened ports in the Persian Gulf and the Gulf of Oman after US Central Command announced that it will begin blockading maritime traffic entering and exiting Iranian ports this evening. The blockade will be applied impartially to vessels of all nations entering or departing Iranian ports, including those along the Arabian Gulf and Gulf of Oman. Mr. Starmer said that Britain has been consistently in consultation with allies on measures to keep the Strait of Hormuz open as tensions between Iran and the US ease. He expressed grave concern over the impact of restrictions on the Strait of Hormuz on global energy markets.
We're not supporting blockade, and all of the marshalling diplomatically, politically and capability, we do have minesweeping capability, that's all focused from our point of view on getting the straits fully open. In terms of the decisions that I've made as the British Prime Minister and the British national interest, which is that whatever the pressure, we're not getting dragged into the war. The UK is not getting dragged in. That's not in our national interest, because I'm not going to act unless there's a clear lawful basis and a clear thought through plan. But equally, I recognise that where British lives are at risk, and they have been at risk in the Middle East, in the Gulf states, it's my responsibility to protect those British lives.
Australia's Prime Minister Anthony Albanese echoed the call for open navigation, emphasising that Canberra has received no request from Washington to participate in the blockade of the strategic waterway. Mr. Albanese stressed the importance of renewed negotiations to resolve regional conflicts and called for full respect of international maritime law. The European Union has warned of economic and security threats amid Strait of Hormuz tensions. Speaking at a press conference in Brussels today, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen stressed that the ongoing closure of the strait is causing serious damage and that restoring freedom of navigation is crucial for Europe. She noted that negotiations between Iran and the US have stalled and said it is now essential to determine how the situation will progress.
Any agreement will have to address the concerns raised by Iran's nuclear and ballistic missile program and its actions obstructing the navigation through the Strait of Hormuz. The ongoing closure of the Strait of Hormuz is greatly damaging, and the restoration of the freedom of navigation is of paramount importance for us.
Swati Rukheja for World News.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today spoke to his counterpart of Singapore, Vivian Balakrishnan. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar informed that their discussions were about the conflict in West Asia and its implications. Meanwhile, Dr. Jaishankar also held a telephonic conversation with Foreign Affairs Minister of Kuwait, Sheikh Jarrah Jaber Al Ahmed Al Sabah. The minister said that their conversation was focused on the regional situation and the well-being of the Indian community. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today met the member of European Parliament Manfred Weber in New Delhi. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar informed that both leaders agreed on the need to continue the positive momentum in India-EU ties and early ratification of India-EU Free Trade Agreement. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri today called on French Minister for Europe and Foreign Affairs Jean-Noël Barrot in Paris. In a social media post, the External Affairs Ministry said that the discussions covered key areas of bilateral cooperation, ongoing global challenges, including the situation in the Middle East. This is Akashwani. You're listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. A Nigerian Air Force strike targeting jihadi rebels reportedly hit a local market in northeastern Nigeria, killing over 100 civilians, including children, and injuring several people. Officials confirmed a misfire without providing details. Rights group Amnesty International said that these people were killed in the airstrike on Saturday on a village in Yobe State, near the border with Borno State, which is the epicenter of the jihadi insurgency. Security analysts said such misfires are common in Nigeria, where the military often conducts air raids to battle armed groups who control vast forest enclaves. Hungarian parliamentary election winner Péter Morgyá today vowed to change the constitution in a drive to restore democratic standards. Morgyá told a news conference in Budapest his party's landslide victory showed that Hungary wanted to be fully anchored in Europe after years of fighting Brussels. Analysts said that the two-third supermajority that Morgyá's centre-right Tidza party secured in yesterday's election means it will have a free hand to strengthen the rule of law and potentially unlock billions in European Union funding. Outgoing nationalist Prime Minister Viktor Orbán, in power for 16 years, had turned Hungary from the EU mainstream while maintaining warm ties with Russia despite the war in Ukraine. A leading human rights organization today said that 6 civilians have been forcibly disappeared in Balochistan by Pakistani forces. These latest incidents come against the backdrop of a growing wave of enforced disappearances and extrajudicial killings across the province. Expressing grave concern over the mass enforced disappearances in Dera Bukti district, the Baloch Voice for Justice said these actions continue without warrants, charges or due process. The victims are identified as Nabi Sher, Nabi Baksh, Osama, Mirgul, Karim and Siddiq. According to the rights body, enforced disappearances across Dera Bukti have intensified in recent weeks. It stated that 2 weeks ago, 10 individuals were abducted and remain in illegal custody. The Baloch Voice Justice alleged that officials from Pakistan's Inter-Services Intelligence ISI and Counterterrorism Department are demanding large sums of money from families for the release of their loved ones. Last week, as part of its global campaign, the Baloch National Movement carried out an awareness drive in the United States, highlighting Pakistan's ongoing heinous crimes against humanity and anti-Baloch policies. In IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad has set a target of 217 runs for Rajasthan Royals at the Rajiv Gandhi International Stadium in Hyderabad tonight. In reply, Rajasthan Royals were 70 for 5 in 10 overs when reports last came in. Put into bat, Sunrisers Hyderabad scored 216 for the loss of 6 wickets in their stipulated 20 overs. Ishan Kishan with 91 runs was the top scorer for Sunrisers Hyderabad, while Heinrich Klassen made valuable 40 runs, Nitish Kumar Reddy made 28 runs and Salil Arora scored unbeaten 24 runs. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. U.S. Navy begins its blockade of all Iranian ports and coastal areas, including Strait of Hormuz. Iran says any military vessel approaching Strait of Hormuz will be treated as a ceasefire violation. European Union warns of economic and security threats amid West Asia tensions. At least 100 people killed in Nigeria after Air Force misfire on a market in Yobe State. Hungarian parliamentary election winner Péter Morgyá vows to change the constitution to restore democratic standards. And in IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad set a target of 217 runs before Rajasthan Royals in Hyderabad. And that concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashwani. Good night.